4-H-I.
Who are you listening to, Bruce? This is N0TR, Tom. N0TR Mobile. Handy talkie again today. No joy. N0TR Mobile.
Okay, Mobile.
Hey, Shane. Still out here. N0TR.
Coming back to Bruce when I was moving positions there at the dump for a different product. But you guys doing okay?
Yes, sir. Let me turn this radio down. Bruce had a brand new handy talkie, and he was going to Florida to that big ham fest down there. And he was pretty good at times yesterday, but other times it was like a handy talkie. But I just have a suspicion maybe that's what he was on today.
Sounds like the HT has a better transmit than a receive, because he came through pretty good.
What a real nice one, name brand, and it's got DMR on it and all that, but I don't know anything. I don't like handy talkies. I had to use one for years because I couldn't afford anything else. HTX-202 Radio Shack.
Was that the little small one? I had a Radio Shack, and it was a small one, but I can't remember the model number.
One that was about 3 inches tall and 2 inches wide, and it was really small, and it was milliwatts out. And I give it to Ariel, a friend of mine, bought it for me that I worked with. Why? I don't know. I guess he liked me. That would have been out of character, of course, but he was a great guy. Gary Jones. And then I had this HTX-202, which was about the most popular Radio Shack when there ever was. Oh, this person could have won 100 times over, and he made me miss the light. That stinks. Now the traffic's coming at me on Wade Hampton.
Those little small Radio Shacks, I didn't have the larger one. They had the VHF and the UHF versions, I believe, but I just had that little mini one. I was delivering to Radio Shack, and they were like, we're closing these out. They're not selling them anymore, and I got it for like $60, and that was a really good little radio, actually. Used to sit there on my back deck in Simpsonville and talk to my neighbor 4 or 5 miles away, and, you know, putting out on low power, it was just, 2 milliwatts.
But I could hit the repeater here from our house with it. It was iffy at times, but it did work well. The HTX-202 is about the normal size one, and then I bought a 35-watt amplifier and put in my car, and I would plug it into that, and it worked really well on that. It was just VHF is the one I had. And then I loaned it to a boss that I had at the hospital I worked at my last year, and he stole it, so I never did get it back. I really don't need it. I just wanted it for nostalgia purposes. My children bought it for me.
And that, I like to hang on to things, too, depending on who gave it to me. But, my first radio was an Alinco HT. And even had some issues with it after a few years and sent it back to Alinco somewhere, I think in California, and they fixed it for me and sent it back. But that was all I could afford at the time. And I never did get an amplifier. I just ran it with a mag mount antenna on top of my little vehicle.
A lot of fun with them, though. I'll tell you, 146.94 was the main repeater back in Kansas where we lived. And then they had another one on the Hotel Bess, which was 180 feet up. It was 10 stories or so. And it was on 444.8. And that was really nice for local traffic. So a lot of us around town there used that. And it really gets through in the metropolitan areas, put it that way. But, The VHF, the darndest thing that ever happened to me one night, Shane, I had the handy talkie sitting beside the bed, and this guy come on, and he says, "Hey, you got my call." And I can't remember if it was Simplex or not, but it was tropospheric ducting. And he was clear over at Rolla, Missouri. Oh, gosh, 200 miles or better. And it was like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And he come through for, oh, probably 5 or 10 minutes, and then he was gone. His initials were the same as mine.
It's cool when that happens like that. And I've had a couple of instances, not necessarily Simplex, but there's a repeater down there in Georgia, the Gainesville repeater, that I would talk to those guys going down at nighttime to Atlanta. And usually about the state line, it would start, I'd lose it coming back up. And I could hilltop for a little while up to about Anderson. But one morning, I was talking to, he was a fleet sheriff's officer down there, and we talked all the way back to the Greenville. And then I was sitting at the fuel pump, fueling my tractor, talking to him, and he said, "Just for kicks, let's see how far you can get home, you know." So I got my personal vehicle, and I talked all the way to my driveway using that repeater. But I can't hit it on a normal day.
It kind of bounces off the bottom of the clouds. I've had TV stations do that. There was guys that actually did TV DXing back in the old days. But I've had them come through that way on rare occasions. It's pretty neat when it does.
Get back to having that little Alenco hand HC in my radio, in my personal vehicle. Back when I was about 20 years old, I was sitting on college campus, had the mag mount on the car, and that's the first time, that was back when the space shuttle used to fly over and they would make contact with schools. And I heard the space shuttle, not the space station. Well, I guess it would have been the space station. Sorry, space station. And back when it was more of a regular thing where they'd carry on conversations with other hands, too, as they flew over. But that's the one and only time I heard them, and it was on that HT.
This is N0TR with N4ZLK. That's neat. That's really neat. I went out and watched it go over before. The darnest thing I ever had happen is I had a good friend, W0RRL, he's passed away now, and he was over, and we was out in the garage in my radio shack, and where I did seamstress work for Bernice to help her out, and we were sitting there talking, and my nephew that flies 787s now, he was in a MD-80, and he was headed for El Maduro or something like that in New Mexico from Chicago. El Magordo, maybe that was it. Anyways, I talked to him a little bit. I had a 13-element beam up there, which I later give that to Gary. I can't remember his call here. Great amateur radio operator. And I tried to follow him with the beam as he went across, and he says, "Go outside, Rouse, and look up to the northwest." And he turned the maintenance lights on the bottom of the MD-80, and he was standing in the cockpit, well, I guess standing with a handy-talkie, and the captain gave him permission to do that. He had the controls, of course. And he said, "Look up to the northwest." And I said, "Yeah, I can see you now." It was nighttime. And he says, "Yeah, you finally seen the light, Ralph."
Cool. I tell you, those lights on those planes are bright. You can see them for miles when they turn on those. I don't know if the maintenance and the landing is the same, but when they put those, it's almost like headlights on. When they're coming in for a landing, you can see them several miles away.
I don't know what the wattage on those things is. I was an aviation electrician mate to start out with, but I didn't do much maintenance after I got in a flight crew, very, very little. And I had an instrument, and maintenance school and I could work on the instruments, but I never did. But I had the school, and no, there was two different things in that school. I can't think of them now. I did work on the 70 million candle power arc light that was in the wing, and that was pretty nifty, I'll tell you. It could burn a wing off if things went bad. But I had these two rods in there that went in and touched. It looked like arc welding when they're burning down an old well with those big copper rods. And I forget what they call that, but they gouge out a weld, and boy, I mean, the sparks fly everywhere. And that's what it kind of looked like. One of them was positive, one of them was negative, and you had servo motors and stuff that kept the arc distance between those two rods in there, right? And I could light that off at 2 miles on the S2. The P3 had it also. But it'd actually be the co-pilot that arced it off. And I would tell him when to light it off, and we would run in on a target, and you could see the target for 2 miles with that thing, Shane. It looked like a circus light.
Amazing. It's crazy what crazy what damage it'll do, too, if it gets, you know, touches the wrong thing, sparks off the wrong thing. But anyway, Tom, I pulled back in the driveway and backed around the house here, ready to start tearing some more deck down maybe tonight. I'm not sure what I'll do. But you and Bernice have a good day. Hello, Bernice. Enjoyed it, as always. N0TR.
Hi, Shane.
And there's the War Department. And we're about home, too, going down the big hill here, Shane. Great talking to you. It says it's 63 degrees out there. That's amazing. Well, I better go out and check on the birds. In 4ZLK, N0TR, the pleasure's all mine. N0TR's clear.